With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Hamas continue trading rocket fire as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass on the Gaza border ahead of an expected Israeli ground offensive. Correspondent Joseph Krause says Israel promises to crush and destroy the terrorists.
As the war has escalated, the total death toll now stands at more than 2,200 killed on both sides, and it shows no signs of slowing down. Israel's defense minister has said that it will continue to escalate its offensive against Gaza, against Hamas in Gaza.
And the death toll is now approximately 2,500, 17 Americans among the dead, 17 others unaccounted for. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Tomorrow, Blinken will sit down with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Meeting with American Jewish leaders at the White House, President Biden declares that the U.S. has Israel's back. Previously, the president approved the release of $6 billion in frozen assets to Israel's arch enemy, Iran. Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Mitch McConnell have drafted a bill to try to claw back that money. Also at SRNNews.com, Steve Scalise, one step closer to winning the Speaker's gavel. The Louisiana Republican nominated for the post of Speaker of the House. The actual vote has yet to take place.
First, I want to thank my House Republican colleagues for just designating me as the Speaker. Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
Ohio's Jim Jordan, the other leading contender for the Speaker's job, is throwing his support behind Scalise. 8,700 auto workers walking off the job at Ford's truck plant in Kentucky. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 128. This is SRN News. The White House is blasting left-wing Democrats who want to cut aid to Israel.
Members of the so-called squad in Congress are criticizing Israel's military response to Hamas militants and calling for an end to U.S. aid to the Jewish state. Members include Representative Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Cori Bush. But the White House was hearing none of it. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the squad's comments are wrong, repugnant, and disgraceful. She emphasized, there are not two sides here. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Voters in a small central Iowa city will decide in November whether to give their city council more say over what books the public library can and cannot offer. A ballot proposition in the town of Pella would limit the public library board's authority and give the city council more control over library policies and decisions. The effort follows attempts by some community members to ban or restrict access to an LGBTQ+ memoir. It was a short journey for a fledgling airline.
Malaysian budget carrier My Airline abruptly suspended operations, citing financial pressures less than 11 months after it took to the skies. The unexpected announcement on social media caught many by surprise and left angry passengers stranded at the airport. The airline launched flights last December with a fleet of 9 aircraft that flies to domestic destinations and Thailand's capital of Bangkok. Malaysia's aviation authority said it was investigating the airline over complaints employees' salaries were unpaid, among other issues. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Social Security's cost of living increase for 2024 to be announced today, but retirees will not see anything close to the 8.7% increase that they got this year. Consumer prices moderating. Analysts are forecasting the 2024 increase will be something on the line around 3.2%. More details, SRNNews.com.